शांति शांति।
वेदांत विज्ञान सुनिश्चितार्थाः। संन्यास योगाद् यतयः शुद्ध सत्त्वाः। ते ब्रह्मलोकेषु परांतकाले परामृताः परिमुच्यन्ति सर्वे। नेक्स्ट श्लोक। गताः कलाः पञ्चदश प्रतिष्ठा। It is 3.2.7. गताः कलाः पञ्चदश प्रतिष्ठा। देवाश्च सर्वे प्रतिदेवतासु। कर्माणि विज्ञानमयश्च आत्मा। परे व्यये सर्व एकी भवन्ति। He says that gataḥ kalāḥ pañcadaśa pratiṣṭhā. This kalāḥ means the parts of being. Pañcadaśa means 15. He says what happens to him? Gataḥ kalāḥ pañcadaśa pratiṣṭhāḥ. The 15 elements which constitute his personality. Now, what are the 15 elements? There are different descriptions, but one description of these 15 elements is given in Prashnopanishad. Those who are interested can go into it, that prana and various other things, they are common. Here, that is not of much importance, but whatever the parts our personality is constituted of, material parts. Gataḥ kalāḥ pañcadaśa pratiṣṭhā. Pratiṣṭhā means the causal level where they are established. Always the effect is established on the cause. You can look into the cause where it is established, you can go to the further down in the causal level. So, pratiṣṭhā means where it is established, that means where from these five, the 15 parts had come, they all go back to their causal level. When the body falls, all the material things, they go back to their causal level. Devāśca sarve prati devatāsu. This all the indriyas, our sense organs, they are all a material expression of devas, we say. Deva means the power. Suppose vision power, it is a power. Hearing power, that is established in our ears. The visionary powers, the seeing powers are established in our eyes. Like that, all the five sense organs, there are powers working through these sense organs. So, these powers are called deva. Actually, suppose we did not have the vision, then the whole universe, whatever picture we are getting, that would not have been there. The whole picture of the universe is coming only because of our chakshu, because of our seeing indriya, seeing organ. So, that is the power which is creating the visionary world. Similarly, the power in the ears, the shabda, the sound power, that is creating the world, the sound world for us. The tongue, the power in that is creating the taste world for us. The touch, the power in the skin, that is creating the touch world for us. All the entire world is made up of these five perceptions created by these five powers only. So, all these powers, they get back to their original cosmic power, you can say. Devāśca sarve prati devatāsu. The cosmic hearing power, the cosmic power of seeing, the cosmic power of taste. So, it is that individuality loses. The individual, from the individual level, it goes to that cosmic level. Karmani vijnanamayascha atma. Karmani, that we always have, I did this, I did that, or I have to do this, I have to do that, etc. Various desires also connected to that. They are all a causal chain going on within us from the kartritva bodha. When that individual kartritva bodha will go, the karmani also will go. Shriyante chasya karmani. In Mundaka Upanishad itself, we have found that भिद्यते हृदय ग्रंथिः छिद्यन्ते सर्वसंशयाः क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि तस्मिन् दृष्टे परावरे. When he sees the truth in the great as well as the small, then भिद्यते हृदय ग्रंथिः, all desires, all ego, the knots of ego, knots of desire, they are untied. छिद्यन्ते सर्वसंशयाः, all the doubts of the intelligence, they vanish, because the doubts are all coming from the bheda buddhi, they all go. क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि, he does not have any more anything to do because the kartritva bodha has gone. So karmani also, karmani as well as vijnanamayascha atma. Why did they say vijnanamayascha atma? Because the normal atma, we are the usual atma we are aware of, is the small atma encapsulated by the body. That is our jiva as we think. It is actually the reflection of the real consciousness in our buddhi, that I have explained earlier also, just with the example of the mirrors. The real light is coming from the top. We put millions of mirrors, they are all reflecting the same light. With that reflected light, we can see the world. But is the reflected light the real light or the light coming from the top? The mirror may think that the reflected light is originating from me, it may think. But the reality is that the top light, and when the mirror breaks, does anything happen to the light coming down? It remains as it is, nothing. The original light does not get affected at all. I have given so many other examples also in this regard. So that vijnanamayascha atma means where in buddhi we have that small atma sense, that also gets dissolved in that parevyaye sarva eki bhavanti. That supreme avyaya, avyaya means unchanging, immortal truth, that consciousness. In that, all this karmani and all the vijnanamaya atma, the jiva, that all get dissolved in that. Parevyaye sarva eki bhavanti. We will chant once more. Gatah kala panchadasha pratishtha. Devasch sarve prati devatasu. Karmani vijnanamayascha atma.
Karmani vijnanamayascha atma.
Parevyaye sarva eki bhavanti.
Parevyaye sarva eki bhavanti.
Next verse. This is also very important. We chant this verse while doing arati also. As the otherwise earlier I said that another verse while doing arati we chant that natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyuto bhanti kuto yam agnih tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. While showing the arati, actually our ritualistic point is that we show the face of the deity very well. Now deity is only a symbol of the truth. So while we are doing the ritualistic arati, we are pointing out that the truth cannot be shown by even the sun or the moon or the stars or the lightning. Nothing can show the truth. Where is the question of this Agni, this fire showing the truth? It cannot be shown by any such physical light at all. Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvam idam vibhati. When that shines, when the consciousness is there, then only all other things shine with the light of that. It is not a physical light, but the sun also will not be known unless the consciousness reveals it. The revealer of everything, unless that is there, nothing will shine. Everything shines with the revealer, the revelation of the revealer. Then we end it with Yatha Nadyasanyamanaha Samudre Astam Gachanti Namarupe Vihaya Tatha Vidvan Namarupad Vimuktaha Parat Param Purusham Upaiti Divyam. This also we chant during the arati. Yatha nadyasyandamana samudre.
Yatha nadyasyandamana samudre.
Astam gacchanti namarupe vihaya.
Astam gacchanti namarupe vihaya.
Tatha vidvan namarupad vimuktaha.
Tatha vidvan
பராத் பரம் புருஷமுபைதி திவ்யம். யதா நத்யஸ்யந்தமானாஸ் சமுத்ரே அஸ்தம் கச்சந்தி நாமரூபே விஹாய ததா வித்வான் நாமரூபாத் விமுக்தஹ பராத் பரம் புருஷமுபைதி திவ்யம். பராத் பரம் புருஷமுபைதி திவ்யம். ஹி சேஸ் திஸ் இஸ் வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் வென் த நத்யஹா த ரிவர்ஸ் flowing rivers, they meet the sea, then what happens? Suppose the Ganges, it is flowing to the sea. As long as we look into the river, as long as it is the river, the water in the Ganges, they are called, they are Ganges water, they are Ganga water, Gangavari. But every moment, some water from the Ganges is getting into the sea and getting merged into the, in the sea. Once it has gone into the sea, can we say that this is Ganges water, this is Yamuna water, this is a filthy drain water, or here it is the water from another drain or something? Nothing like that we can say. All the waters, they become the sea water, the same. So every moment it is happening, the water is the same. The water, now no change has taken place. The sea water, by evaporation, it has gone up. And it has come down as a rain, and it is coming down as various rivers and drains and whatnot, canals and drains and everything. But that water, when it meets the sea, it understands that it is the same water, it goes there again. It is no more a Ganges water or a Yamuna water or a canal water or a drain water. So it loses nama rupe vihaya, means it renounces its nama and rupa, that its form and its name. Name and form both are rejected, and it is renounced, and it meets with the sea, becoming the sea. Like that, tatha vidvan, a knower, nama rupad vimuktaha, when he becomes a knower, he gets merged in the Brahman, brahmavid brahmaiva bhavati, parat param purusham upaiti divyam, that divine, divya, the divine parat param purusham, which is beyond kshara, akshara, the ultimate truth, the param purusha. In Bhagavad Gita, which is told as Uttamah Purushastu Anyaha Paramatmeti Udharitaha Yo Lokatrayama Vishya Vibhartyapve Ishwaraha. So, that if they meet with the, they become identical, they become one with that Paramapurusha. Now, here also there is a deeper way of understanding this truth from the sadhana point of view. We are saying, well, like the river, at the river meets the sea, that river identity is gone. That for that particular water, which is now Ganga Jal, Ganga Vari, that loses its identity and it becomes a sea water. That's one way. If we go deep into it, what happens to the knower? We will find that this Nama Rupe Vihaya and Tatha Vidvan Nama Rupad Vimuktaha, this Nama Rupe Vihaya and Nama Rupad Vimuktaha has got great significance. If we try to understand it deeply, then it may lead to the final knowledge. See, the whole world, as I said earlier, the whole bhutakasha, the external world, actually what we are perceiving is not the, it might be the external world reflected in the chittakasha in our mind, but what we are really perceiving is whatever is happening in our mind. Unless the world appears in our consciousness, we will not know the world at all. That is why I said that the bhutakasha is actually in the chittakasha. Chittakasha means the space, mind space, internal space, internal mind space. And that chittakasha also, which is made of all these impressions of the external world, as well as some thoughts, feelings, emotions, etc., they are all there in the chittakasha. Along with the bhutakasha impressions, it has got its own own forms, like dukkha is a form, sukha is a form. They are not material form in space, but they are also vritti. We call all of them vritti. So, these are also, whatever forms, names and forms are there, vrittis are there in the chittakasha, they actually are existing in the chidakasha. Unless they are revealed by the chit, by the consciousness, none of them will be known. Unless the thought is revealed by the consciousness, by my atma, I will not know what thought is there. So, finally, they all get dissolved in the chidakasha. Now, what I said is that in our internal akasha in our mind, everything, the whole world is only an aggregate of nama rupa. You think about it. That what kind of rupa? It need not be always special rupa. Always special rupas are there, but other than that, as I said, sukha, dukkha, affection, love, etc., they don't have a space form, special form. But they are also vrittis. Now, when we come to know the consciousness and we find that the entire world perception, internal as well as external, they are all appearing in that consciousness, then all these nama rupa, they all get dissolved in that consciousness. Everything becomes consciousness, the Brahman. So it is not that the knower is as an identity coming out and going into and mixing into some Brahman. We may have all these ideas because our tendency is always to look into the objective with something different from me. It will not easily go. Repeated rumination, repeated introspection will be necessary to get rid of our this objective ingrained in our mind. It will not go easily. But once we are able to go out of it, we will find that the vrittis are all, they are all in the consciousness alone, and there is nothing other than the consciousness at all. This consciousness is not an object, I remind again. This consciousness can only be known as the amness in us. As I said earlier, once I had mentioned that in Patanjali Yoga Sutra also, he said that when it is in yoga, when it is samadhi, then there is no vritti, then drashta, the seer, is in his own real essence, swarupaye avasthanam, tada drashtu swarupaye avasthanam. And in other case, when he is coming out of the samadhi and he is interacting with the world, then he said, vritti sarupyam itaratra, vritti sarupyam itaratra. Then also we should know that it is the same atma which is taking all these vrittis, appearing like the vrittis. So the whole world becomes swagata bheda, I have explained earlier. Normally we all have the veda buddhi, that this table is a wood, this is a steel, this is light, this is a darkness, all those veda buddhi is there. The everything will become all kinds of different vrittis in the consciousness. They are called swagata bheda. They all will become swagata bheda, means they are all formations in the consciousness. So this is how the nama rupa actually gets dissolved and the knower gets completely dissolved, completely merged with the Brahman. Brahmavit brahmaiva bhavati. In Kathopanishad, I had referred earlier also, it says, yathodakam shuddhe shuddham asiktam tadrigeva bhavati evam muner vijanata atma bhavati gautama. It is same idea expressed in a different manner. He said, vijanataha munehe atma evam bhavati. A knower's atma, that atma we mean that the small atma encapsulated by the body, mind, personality. What happens to that atma? Yathodakam shuddhe shuddham asiktam tadrigeva bhavati. When we pour pure water into another vessel of pure water or into a lake of pure water, can you trace after the water is gone in that this is the water I have poured, this is the water which was contained in this vessel? Nothing like that. It loses its individual identity. It becomes one with the entire body of the water. Yathodakam shuddhe shuddham asiktam tadrigeva bhavati evam muner vijanata atma bhavati gautama. Yatha nadyasyannamana samudre.
Yatha nadyasyannamana samudre.
Astam gacchanti nama rupe vihaya. Tatha vidvān nāma rūpād vimuktaḥ. Parāt param puruṣam upaiti divyam.
Parāt param puruṣam upaiti divyam.
Next verse. That will be 3.2.9. Sayo havai tat paramam brahma veda. Brahmaiva bhavati.
Brahmaiva bhavati.
Nasya brahma vitkule bhavati.
Nasya brahma vitkule bhavati.
Tarati shokam tarati papmanam.
Tarati shokam tarati papmanam.
Guha granthibhyo vimukto mrito bhavati. See, the previous verse, that is the 8th verse, Yatha nadyasya annamanaha samudre astam gacchanti namarupe vihaya, that is actually the last verse of Mundaka Upanishad. The message is over there. The further verses, that is 9th, 10th and 11th, there are three more verses which are actually the concluding statements. Generally they are called Phalashruti or like that. That is some messages given after the end of the lesson. So this is one like that. He says, Sayo havaitat paramam brahma veda brahmaiva bhavati. One who knows the Brahman, he becomes the Brahman. This just now I have explained, brahmavid brahmaiva bhavati, that when the nama rupa they get dissolved, then he becomes Brahman. Even when the pure water is poured into the pure water, the lake of or the ocean of pure water, it becomes that. Like that, brahmavid brahmaiva bhavati. Not only that, he makes another statement. He says, na asya kule brahmavid bhavati, abrahmavid bhavati. Na asya kule abrahmavid bhavati. That means in his kula, in his lineage, there will not be any abrahmavid, non-knower of Brahman. What is it? Generally, in the translation, they will mention it as a eulogization, that is arthavada. Well, it is not just arthavada, it is arthavada in a way, but there is some meaning in it also. For example, that for a brahmavid, the real kula is not the vamsha, the blood relationship or the matrimonial relationship. Normally, by kula or vamsha, we mean the physical lineage, the body lineage. But for a brahmavid, the real kula, his real lineage is the spiritual lineage. Whenever a person takes to wholesome spirituality, his lineage will become the spiritual lineage, not the bodily lineage at all. So, it says that in his shishya kula, in his spiritual lineage, there will not be a non-knower of Brahman. That means all will attain the knowledge, all will become self-realized or all will realize the Brahman, they will all become Brahmavid. Now, well, one may think that can all become Brahmavid, then all the Shishyas of Guru will become Brahmavid. Here we should understand that a Guru who has realized the truth, what does he want of his Shishya? Does he not want his Shishya also to become like him? What else will he want? So, any competent Shishya, when he has the fitness, the Guru will always try to make him a Brahmavid. Not only that, a Brahmavid Guru will always emphasize a person who has realized the truth. In his all talks, all behaviors, all conduct, everywhere he will emphasize the realization part of it. He will not make his disciples great learned persons, scholars in the Upanishads or Vedas or in so many other scriptures. He himself is not a scholar at all. His emphasis had always been in realizing the truth. The scriptures are only like the picture of a fire, as I said. That fire is there, you take a picture of the fire. That looks like the fire, but that will not be able to give you any warmth. You will not be able to use it for any purpose. Like that, the scriptures are only a reflection. It is only containing the knowledge, but it is like the picture of the fire. By our sadhana, by our practice, by our introspection, we have to light the fire within ourselves. Just like as we rub the two Uttararanya and Adhararanya, and then the fire comes. Like that, we have to, with this knowledge, we have to, through our sadhana, we have to set our fire ablaze. Then only it will become a knowledge, realized knowledge. It will become a real fire. So, a guru who has realized the truth, he will always try to light the fire in the disciple. And generally, he will not approve of any other scholarliness or any other diversion for the disciple. So, it is very likely for a real Brahmavid, his disciples also, the fit disciples will all become Brahmavid. Although there is a little eulogization there, but there is a very extremely important significant meaning is there. That it is not a, for a Brahmavid, he is not a scholarly person who will only explain the scriptures and he himself will be reveling in the explanation and he will make others also scholar. No. His idea always will be in the realization of the truth and to become the truth. He will want everybody to become the truth. So, there is a great meaning hidden here. Tarati shokam tarati papmanam. They cross the grief, not dukkha. Dukkha will be there for a Brahmavid also everywhere. But in dukkha, he will not have, he will not grieve, he will not lament, he will not become depressed, he will not have shoka. So, shoka means grief. Tarati shokam, he will transcend grief. Tarati papmanam. Papa means all the constrictions of the mind. It may, generally it may mean evil tendencies, but it is not evil. Even punya is considered papa in spirituality. Because by doing some punya karma, if our ego increases, that is again constricting, it is consolidating our smaller identity. So, we call that also papa. So, all the constrictions, all the knots, he will overcome. Tarati shokam, tarati papmanam.